All right. So I turned on the acoustic noise canceller, and I turned on some noise suppression, and I turned down the microphone to 3, cut it in half from like 6. And I gotta see where it's not going in the red all the time. It's just going in the red some of the time. And when I'm quiet, I guess it's still picking up the traffic. So I don't know, you know, the difference of sounding. Right now, it's still going into the red when I do talk. Anyhow, just left the DMV. DMV gets a bad rap, and I told the girl there too, I'm in a good mood. I must be a morning person because I'm just in a good mood. I'm feeling good. Let's just face it. So I'm in line, and I'm talking to her. I said, you know what? Okay, first of all, I get there, right? First of all, I wake up early. Remember I told you in the previous video? I got up early. It's like 7:30, 7 o'clock, whatever I got up. I said, hell, let me just get going, get the day going. So I start walking towards the DMV. Oh, I just got a message. Let me just check this message real quick since I can do that. Was I recording? I forgot. I don't know what I was doing, but anyway. So let me see a minute to it. So anyhow, DMV went well. DMV was okay. I just got an email a text message from my eye appointment tomorrow. I'm on a roll. I got to fill out a form before I do my eye test tomorrow. So I get to the DMV like almost an hour and a half before my appointment. And so I asked, you know, the girl said, walk in there, and I look around the corner, you know, and she kind of turned and looked away. I was like, that was kind of like, you should be still standing here. So I stood there purposely to make it like awkward, you know, to let her know, hey, I'm still standing here. She turned away, and I stood there looking at her. I said, excuse me. I said, my appointment's at 9:20, you know, and it's only 8 o'clock. And she was like, oh, you can get in no appointment line. There's only 3 people in there. So I got no appointment line. I got processed through. And then once you get, you know, they register you, you get, you know, next slot in line. And you give them your phone number. They send you a text. And the text tells you, gives you a link. Link gives you a link to a website where you can see what, you know, what line, where you are in the queue. Picture taking thing out here. The snapshot, I can take snapshots while I'm actually doing this. Yeah, and it's definitely, it's still going into the red a little bit, but not as much as before. And I might even turn it down some a little bit. I might even turn it down some more. Should I think about it or whatever. But, so I get my, I'm all this edited it out, or is this just part of the ambiance? Is this just part of, you know, the whole feel of what's going on? I could probably go with something like that. I could probably go with this is just the whole feel of what's happening. Can you? Now I'm just talking. Cause I feel good. I'm slipping into a euphoria. Not a euphoria. Euphoria might be a strong word. But I'm slipping into a comfort or a zone of giddiness. Where I just feel good. It's light outside. And by light, I mean sun. I'm out here. What you all dress, little girl, just like a hoochie? What's with the hoochie dressing? But I guess everybody dressed like hoochies. not everybody, but you know, even back in the day, ARCO. I meant to Google, why is ARCO gas so cheap? I meant to Google that. I was going, and basically, so you know, I get my stuff done at the thing. I'm distracted because I'm walking across the street and it's like rush hour. I'm just, you know, feeling good, sun on my face, thinking about why did I just cross the street, knowing there's probably no sidewalk on this. So I'm just gonna go ahead and walk up the street this way. I'm just gonna stay on the Mr. Pizza. Is that open? Mr. Pizza. See if I can get the shot, get the picture. Take a picture of Mr. Pizza. You not gonna let me zoom? Oh, I can't zoom. You ain't gonna let me zoom in camera mode, is that it? Huh? Oh, okay. What does that right there do? Now can I zoom? Nope, can't zoom there either. See if I go back to the regular. If I go back to the regular, can I zoom now? How come I can't zoom? Huh? I was able to zoom before. I don't know what's going on. Oh, I'm writing. See, I wrote on the screen. Look at that. Oh, my. Okay, so now I got scribbles on the screen. All right. I told you this app is tremendous. I'm going to go get a picture of Mr. Pizza. I don't give a damn. Just so I remember. This is an exercise. Look like Mr. Pizza clothes. Carousel Bakery. Is Mr. Pizza open? Mr. Pizza look like it might be closed. It got an A rating. No, Mr. Pizza's open, but it just closed right now. Good for Mr. Pizza. Good for Mr. Pizza. Quickly, they got wings. You see that? I'm gonna get a picture of Mr. Pizza. Oh, okay, where'd the picture go? Hit that. I got a picture. Now I got a picture of Mr. Pizza. Now we're happy. Now I can get popcorn chicken, and fries, combo fries. Did I get a picture quickly? I'm just taking pictures of food, see? And I'm just talking about the whole thing I've been talking about lately is watching my weight and my eating and all that. And whatever I've been doing the whole time. Talking about food. Anyway, back to the DMV. So I get in there, you know, and I'm like, you know what? This went so smoothly. People be talking stuff about the DMV. And it's certain, it's not, all right, I'm looking at the, I'm scattered. I'm looking at the audio levels and it's still going into the red. I'm gonna turn it down, watch this. I'm gonna turn it down some more and just see how it's gonna go. I'm gonna turn it down four. Now it's on two for crying out loud. At least it's not, okay, it's not going in there. It's going in there a little bit. I'm gonna turn it down to one then, bastard. I'll turn it all the way down. How about that? Now it's not going in there. I wonder if a difference will make. Now it's not going in the red at all. Now I gotta figure out how to put this thing back on. Ugh. Pause it, Jeffrey. You know how to do that, don't you? Pause it. Okay. I had it on zero. I couldn't leave it on zero. I had to put it at least on one. And now I can see what's going in the green, but it's not really. And I was like, that's how I do that. We'll go into the red. So we'll see how this sounds. Because I'm using the apps, noise suppression and acoustic things or whatever. And I still got the scribble on the screen, huh? I wonder if I can erase the scribble on the screen. This app does too much. Anyway, so I'm in the DMV. Oh, look at this place. See, this place got kind of a motif to it. It's kind of, can't zoom though. Am I still writing on the screen? I am, dang it. How do I stop writing on the screen? Can I pause it and see if I can figure out how to stop writing on the screen? Write Jeffrey TV. J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. I wonder if you can even see that right now. Anyway, so I'm in the DMV. I'm feeling good. I walk up in there. She said, get in the non-appointment line. There's only 3 people in it. And I'm just chilling anyway. You know, I'm just feeling good. I got time on my hands. I'm feeling good. You know, I got probably about 4,000 steps in walking up here. So I'm loose and feeling good. I'm a morning person. You know, sunshine, blah, blah. I'm just standing there chilling. I get my number. And they give you a number. And they took my phone number. They sent me a text message. And in the text message was a link to where I could go to an active queue to see my place in line. And, you know, so I was able to go out and walk around some more. I could have sat, you know, literally, I could have really, I'd have been cool just sitting and, you know, and chilling in there. But I went ahead and went outside, walked around the parking lot a little bit. It was kind of weird because I felt kind of weird walking around the parking lot of the DMV. People taking their driver's test don't know how to drive, blah, blah, blah. So I was cautious. And, you know, I got my number, got in line, went to talk to the girl, the black girl. I was like, hey. You know, she was talking, she was like, do you wear glasses? And I had my glasses on. And I said, does it matter? She said, no, it just say corrective lenses on your, you know, on your, Sweet people even look. She even look, you see that? People, they just, you can see, and you can look on her face, you can see she's running late, things on her mind. You know, she's probably just running late, on her mind, blah, 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 and just not paying attention. You know, that's how accidents happen. I like taking shots of all the stores and stuff and whatnot. Took another picture. I like taking pictures. Tired for these days. These days, I'm going to learn what Thai food is about, and I'm going to get a Chinese foot massage. But, so, barbecue pause, huh? Makes a big difference on my arm. I'm like, coming around and doing different things and being different things and this and that. Put it back in my right arm, put it back in my left arm. From everybody. Stay away from people. I will turn around and walk in the other direction to stay away from people. That's just how I roll. Anyway, so I'm in the DMV. You know, I'm all good spirited. I was talking to the girl. I said, wow, you know what? This is going so smoothly. And I was so impressed with the app and all that stuff. I was like, you know, DMV get a bad name. They get, as the people talk shit about DMV, just as much as they talk about spirit. Now watch, who's up my fastest dude? You're going to start walking. Watch. You're going to see me go by. You're going to start walking. And like, you're going to see me. He's gonna start walking real fast. No, he didn't do it. Good, good. He was actually distracted. Good. Oh, see, look. This is my alarm to get up. This is when I should be getting up. It's 9:20 now. This is when I'm supposed to be just now getting up. And so far today, I've walked so many amount of steps. And I got my DMV, my license renewed. I'm going to get a real ID. You know, I got glasses. They got me. It's going to be on my license that I got to wear corrective lenses. Here goes. Get a picture of Tommy's. Not a good one because I'm facing the light. There go my Goodwill across the street. Designated Goodwill where I drop a lot of my stuff off in the back. Probably can't see it because of the sun, where the sun's hitting. 7-Eleven, where I used to go and get my block of miles. So, and then, I was like, she said, do you wear corrective lenses? I was like, I didn't say yes or no, because I'm not going to lie. But I let her know, I was like, so I tried to look at the chart, eye chart without my glasses. I couldn't see. I could barely read them. And then I put my glasses on and did it. Boom, 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 boom. It's just so clear. And I know I need to wear glasses. I know I need to wear glasses all the time. I put my glasses on. I can see the thing so clear. So I guess it's going to say corrective lenses on my license. And I had to go also take a picture. And I'm like, wow, I got to take a picture. Wow, this thing ain't going nowhere. I wish it was louder. It's not going into red no more. So we'll see how that goes. I think I got it on one. I'm going to put it on two. I'm going to pause and put it on two. See if I remember how to do that. I'm going to pause and put it on two. All right, I put it on two. I guess when I paused it, I also should have checked and see if I could get it from not having the writing on it. If the writing's showing up. I'm going to cross the street because I'm going to walk behind the stores. Usually I will walk down a busy street. Normally I would walk down a street that isn't so like a main street with all the noise and stuff. But since I'm here, sunglasses. I never wear sunglasses. Making sure they see me. Turn my body awkwardly sideways to make sure. I'm not playing. I don't be playing when I be crossing the street. You gotta be careful. You'll get ramped over. And though nobody wants to get ramped over. Getting ramped over is no fun. I missed it. Oh, I see. I came down too far. I'm on the wrong cross street. This is the street I'm supposed to go down. But I'm on the wrong cross street to go behind 99 Cent Store and John. So, I'm in there talking to him. I said, the DMV don't get no respect. I said, they be talking more shit about the DMV than they do about Spirit. And she laughed about the Spirit joke. And I was like, yeah, Spirit don't be getting it, but all that. I'm a Spirit person. Since I paid with my Spirit card. I showed her my credit card. It had Spirit on it. And she was like, yeah. Because she said she had no problem flying Frontier. She knew what I was talking about. So I'm going to get on here and give it up. One time for DMV, the efficiency of it. I was in the bigger bag of boom. I'm thinking, obviously, people who have bad experiences, they'll be talking stuff about the DMV. It's on them. They ain't doing it right. You make an appointment, you do it the right way. I've never had a problem. I'm thinking about DMV, get my passport at the post office, the Chinese consulate, when I was getting my visa to go to China, all of that stuff. My Russian visa. Did I say my Chinese visa? China visa? You just gotta do it right. You just can't walk in there off the street and say, I need help now. That ain't how it works. You gotta have appointments or, look at their schedules and stuff. So anyway, I put it on two. And now it's just, it only hits red every now and then instead of red the whole time. And I got the noise suppression and stuff on. So we're gonna see how this sounds when I get home. And I got the microphone here, see, because I wanted it on my something steady, my shirt. My shirt is more tighter, as this hoodie, it kind of will bounce around on the hoodie. So I didn't want that to be happening. So, in this place here, been here for a while. I think I went in there and bought some stuff before. No, I didn't. This is the country store. There used to be a surplus store here. It was like a, used to be a surplus store here. That where I used to go around here someplace. Where I got cold weather gear or something. It wasn't the country store. This is the municipal. Van Nuys area. I think this was the county seat, so a lot of big trials have been here in Van Nuys. I think, you know, I did a trial here. No, mine was here when I was on jury duty. But all this is closing now. That one building right there across the street I worked in. No, it was the Corman building. Yeah. It was James C. Corman building. I think it's empty now. IRS had an office in there. And they didn't want me to work in there, even though I live right down the street. People was hating on me at the, and I don't blame them. I mean, I don't blame them. When I was working for the IRS, people was hating on me. Because I was a superstar. I was charming. I was efficient. I was good. I had energy and brightness. Whereas they had been there for 50 years. You know, and a lot of their skills had just simply deteriorated. Happy dogs. I didn't have the happy dogs in much time. And that building, yeah, the James C. Corman building is where we were. And that used to be the post office right there. But see, all these municipal buildings are no longer used anymore. And they used to hate on me because this anything. And I kind of knew it. I mean, I knew the job was beneath me. I was only getting paid $16 an hour. I knew the job was beneath me. I knew I was better than everybody and the whole gamut. But, no buts. And I didn't care. You know, people have actually literally told me, don't work so hard. You ain't get promoted. You ain't going nowhere. Only thing, and basically, they were saying, all you're doing is making us look bad. And I don't think they said that, but I knew that's what I was doing. I was killing them too. Because I knew I needed to maintain that kind of energy, maintain that kind of flow, because I wasn't going to be there long. I knew I had to, the reason I was there for that job for 2 years was to kind of get my mojo up, get back in the game, you know, to get my, you know, like my, get back in the game shape. And there was times there, I went to Oakland and worked. You know, and none of them had never done that before. You know, because there's an IRS office in Oakland. So I went in that office and I worked and I did stuff. And I just did things and I come up here. And I live right down the street from that office. But they didn't want me to work there for some reason. This or that. It was just a bunch of stuff. It was just a bunch of stuff. And they actually had we got people to support there. Of course, they liked me. They wanted me to be there all the time. We had an office on 6th Street. They wanted me to be in that office all the time. You know, and the people who had been there for a while started hating on me. Well, not all of them, but, you know. The reason I got fired there, because it turns out I was only supposed to be a clerk. I wasn't supposed to be a tech. I was only supposed to be like an inventory clerk or something. But I went in there, I was killing. I was doing high-tech stuff. And I was supposed to just be an inventory clerk. Barcodes and serial numbers. And then they pared me down to what I was supposed to be doing. I couldn't even, I was just so who I was. The person I was supposed to work with, who had that job for like 20 years, my personality, the energy, just rubbed them the wrong way. And I saw it. Me just walking in the room, there's a few people in my life that where me just walking into a room was so intimidating to them that they couldn't function. I've had that more than once. very, very more than once, in fact. One lady came in the room and said I was hollering at her before I even opened my mouth. And I get that. You know, I get that I have that kind of energy or flow or that kind of presence. You know, I understand it. I accept it. And I try to use it to my advantage as much as I can, whether I know it or not. I'm sure that I do. But anyway, back to the DMV. So I told him, you know, so y'all don't be getting no respect. Because every time I've come here, I've had a wonderful experience. You know, every time I've come here to the DMV, the IRS, all of them, every time. Now, every now and then, you do get a horrible experience. Don't get me wrong. And when I say every, I mean most of the time. Now, every now and then, you run into a situation that just don't work out. And that goes for anything. That can go for, you know, you flying first class on United to anything. It could just not be your day. So, but, you know, the overall, I should try to get rid of that. I'm early. Let me see if I can get rid of that. That drawing. Should I hit pause or stop? I'm gonna hit pause. Okay, it looks like I got rid of the drawing on it. Now I'm just sitting here chilling at the Van Nuys Metro stop. I've been using this for years and years and decades, and this is my walking path, and this is where I be doing it at. I done caught that orange line down to the red line. Even I worked at the IRS, and when I worked at Army Corps Engineers, going downtown, I worked there for a few years, and you know, I'll be get on the orange line and catch it down to the red line. Then I got a car. I don't do it no more. Or work in the office. No, when before COVID, I was going in every day. I was catching the train down there every day. And if you can see that Jeep, can I zoom now? Yeah, I can zoom now. That Jeep Dodge over there, if you can see it, that's where I bought my car. Literally, I just went and did my walk, came back, got all my steps in. I actually bought the car, put in the offer for the car online Friday night, got up Saturday, went for a walk, came back, sweaty, whatever, went in there and bought a car, Russell Westbrook Jeep. Here's a bathroom they built. This used to be a homeless road, homeless street here. They clean all that up. People in the summertime, there'd probably be people back hanging out here. But that whole area would be people just hanging out, you know, doing whatever they be doing. You see, they put these fences up. All this used to be homeless encampment all the way down on both sides. Well, not all the way down on both sides, but really just pretty much on this side here. This side, not so much, because they got the electrical stuff down there. And I think they really policed that. They made sure people don't, you know, get on that too much. Yeah. But, I mean, it's a good life. It's a good life. So what was I saying? DMV, you know, they get a bad rap. And I went in there, in and out. I already got, you know, so many steps, so much of this, so much of that. And I'm not even supposed to be up yet. I would just be getting up. It's like, what, 9:35? I would just now be leaving to go on my walk. I still got 2 hours and 25 minutes before I need to work. And see, this is the part that I was kind of shying away from. I didn't want to be in this position to where I had this much extra time. I didn't want that, but here I am. Here I am. See, that's a Prince song. Here I am. So that's me, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, living the life, feeling good. My nasals feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. Mr. Scale told me 225 this morning. which I was disappointed with. But in context, it's probably going to work out. In context, I got to, because I was up 2 hours early, number one. And I don't know. I just got to do better. And I think I'm doing better. And the way I think I need to do better is to get my energy up. And keep my energy up and keep the excitement. And not so much worry about, you know, what I'm doing or not doing, but just improve my lifestyle. And that's what I'm trying to do. Anyhow, so we're going to y'all two times. For me, for the bump, and for every elementary particle that exists resistant in any atom, in this or any universe, whatever it was, is or will be, totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all is one, my name is Jeffrey. Jeffrey Scott Mitchell.